Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from another Amy. She's on Facebook, and she said, how can we help kids who are sad about missing milestone experiences right now? How do we make them feel better? Great question, Amy. You don't say how old the kid is that you're asking about, but no matter what age your kid is, this hits them hard. I have a 12-year-old who is missing her spring play. I have a 15-year-old who's missing a chorus tour, and a 17-year-old who is missing his entire spring season of a sport he really, really loves. The best advice that I can give you about this, how I've tried to apply it with my own kids, is to remember that their hard is hard. This is something that I took from an old writer, blogger, friend of mine who is Heather of the EO, Heather of the EO on Twitter. And she wrote a piece that has stayed with me for 10 years, not about this moment, just about life, saying your heart is hard. It's okay that your struggle isn't the same as other people's struggles. It's not as real. It's not as dire. Your heart is hard, and it's okay to own it and feel bad about that. So the most important thing I think right now is that it's not our job as parents to put it in perspective for them. If your daughter's crying about how there might not be cheerleading camp, your job is just to listen, is just to say, I know that'll be so disappointing. I know that'll be so weird. It's not to offer reassurance. We can't. It's not to remind her that there are some kids whose grandparents are in the hospital. You know, it's none of that will make it any better. They just want to be heard. And, you know, it occurs to me that for our kids, I mean, of course, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in their lives so far. But to them, like, the school play is the second biggest thing and maybe tied for first, actually, in their perceptions. And that sort of blind spot on their part is a good thing because it means that we're doing a good job taking care of them and protecting them from the things that they don't need to grasp or understand. I think one thing you can do without minimizing how sad they get to be about the missed milestone is to lean into this sort of alternatives. My niece, who's in grade school, plays in a rock band, like a school of rock kind of thing. And they usually get to play at the Hard Rock Cafe in their town. That's not going to happen, but they're going to do a Zoom concert where each of the kids is playing on their instruments at home and listening on headphones. And we did a Zoom family call last night where we all her aunts and uncles, made a big fuss about that, told her we definitely wanted to know when it was going to be because we were all going to be on Zoom watching and cheering her on. It's a bigger audience of her relatives than she would have had if it was at the Hard Rock Cafe. If your preschooler has to have a birthday over Zoom with his or her friends, you know, lean into how wonderfully unusual that is, that not many other kids will get to say that they did that. You know, make the silly TikTok video of him picking up a piece of cake and handing it to the camera and then the cousin in the other state taking the cake. You know, do what you can to make it memorable and special in its weird, constricted way. Part of this also is our own sadness about this moment and what their missed childhood milestones mean? We want our kids to get to have childhood. We want our kids to get to have joyful experiences. And we've talked on the show before about symbolic self-completion theory, which means that we actually look to our children as symbols of ourselves. Like, that's why it's so important to us that our kid gets the lead in the play or the you know, reading at the first Friday Mass. And we're mourning these moments too, because all of these missed milestones are videos that we're not going to share on Facebook, pictures that we're not going to put on Instagram and get, you know, heart, 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 heart. We're not going to be at the science fair walking around and getting the connection and the accolades that we get in those moments from other parents and particularly other mothers. We're just not going to get those. And I think it's okay to also own for ourselves, you know, not in front of our kids, because their missed school play is not about us, but it's okay that they're taking it hard, and it's okay that we're taking it hard too. Our hard is hard. And we don't have to fix it or feel better about it. We can make it better in the small ways that we can and think about next year. I hope that helps. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.